What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the God damn it prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Monday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. A little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming free 24-7. Maybe you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, no, fuck iTunes, at your favorite podcasting application, or we're always available at crabdiving.com. However,
Is that the cow being sued by Devin?
Oh, maybe those are the protesters. Those are cow supporters.
Oh, really? 1 million
They're
cows.
Very tribal.
Oh, are they?
I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I'm a human, and I'm coming.
Okay. That one goes on for 35 more seconds.
I tell you what, you know... If you meet that guy or ever interact with Alex Jones, I mean, that's a guy that you always have to treat like a crazy person. Because he is a crazy person. You never know what that motherfucker is going to do. He shot at somebody.
Near.
Okay.
Near somebody. Well,
that's, you know, I don't know.
Near. Thanks for joining us. Listen to us on social media, or I mean, follow us on social media. And
right.
You can chat with us on social media at Crab Diving, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. I'm winded because I was I hit the button that starts the opening of the show.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I was running around the house doing shit.
Oh, yeah.
Like grabbing a Kong toy.
Oh, shit.
For certain.
Has she gotten it yet?
Little almost a year old monsters. Yeah, she's.
Oh, she has it. Oh, okay. Oh, we didn't get any of the fun going on. You know.
Yeah, there were some. Yeah. Thanks for joining us, everybody, and thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal and all that crap at crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Yay, crap.
And it was a fun weekend.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Trump-wise.
Yeah. Is he still president?
Lord blessed me with a 2-day migraine.
Oh, I know.
Thank you,
Jesus.
And just thanks for the punishment backlash migraine on Sunday.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Punish me for having the previous 2-day migraine.
My God, the guy made it through all the way through Catholic school. Now, one of your creepy priests raped him.
There's your problem.
Oh yeah, is that your punishment for not giving it up?
Sacrifice myself for the Lord. Mm-hmm. That was a spindly, bleached white little child.
Well, you gotta camouflage yourself and hide from them.
Well,
like when Comey wore the blue suit or whatever.
I think it was the whole in our church, at least, it was literally the altar boys.
Yeah,
I found out later that he's dead. Father Kissane was one of the top diddlers in Chicago.
Really?
In the Chicago area.
Jeez.
In the 1940s.
Right. They only fucked with altar boys. No pun intended.
Well, I mean, that's what we think happened at our school because it was like a group of altar boys that suddenly went nuts one day and like vandalized the fuck out of the church and trashed it and Nobody could explain why these kids suddenly took a weird turn.
Oh, geez. Why are they acting out?
No, I think we have our explanation.
You know, and I hate to make it about this, but God damn it. I resent the fact that I'm weird because I'm an atheist.
Can I get a hallelujah?
Thank you, Sarah. Thank you.
Well, right.
Where are the atheists molesting children? Show me.
Well, I'm sure there are.
Maybe. I don't know.
But there's no institution then protecting said atheists from prosecution.
I'm sure there are, I think.
Well, sure.
But not for sure. But I tell you what, you know for sure there are lots of priests that have molested children.
Well, we know that.
See?
We know that.
Quit fucking with atheists! Jesus! We're the normal ones! Jesus. Atheists make life better for everyone. Do you know why? Because I don't make anyone
at least
ever consider the bullshit going on in my head.
Secularists. At least secularists.
Yeah.
Because I don't give a rat's fuck.
Right.
What's going on in your head and what you like to do on Sunday. If you want to go and strip naked and dance like a druid in the woods, rock the fuck on. Do it, you know, in a private woods somewhere, especially because people, you know.
I'm a yard gnome.
But, I mean, I don't care. Do what you want. Just don't try to pass laws based on your bullshit.
But you're in Evangelicalville, USA. What you're talking about is that's just never going to happen. They're never going to stop shoving the cross up your asshole.
Well, I thought they are because their bullshit's waning.
Okay, that's true.
As the generations progress.
That's true. But it's no time to ease up.
Right.
No time. My God.
Join us on Faithless Friday. You can actually download our previous Faithless Friday episode at crabdiving.com.
That's right, Pat.
Your favorite podcasting app.
Right. We should be your favorite fucking podcast.
I don't know if I said my name. Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer.
Hey,
how's it going, everybody?
Well, that was a really brief Kong toy.
Jeez.
Distraction today. Right. Only 8 minutes.
Now I'm going to attack you.
Get him. All kinds of shit going on in the news. All kinds of shit happening. Let's see what the headlines be saying.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
The Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep.
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline, December 16th. 2019.
The year of our motherfucking Lord.
These are your headlines.
Yes.
Cold, wet intern nose just raked up the back of my arm. That's why I started laughing. It's not a Bill Clinton moment. She's a dog. I have the Drudge Report open already, so let's see what the Drudge is.
A Bill Clinton moment? Right. I mean, a Bill Clinton moment? How about a Joe Biden moment?
He's an odd person.
I saw a replay of him licking someone's fingers.
It's his wife.
That's his wife.
It's not just a random person.
That was his wife, though?
I think so. Okay. Yeah.
God, it's weird looking, Joe. I mean...
Well, it kisses them or something.
God, quit smelling people. No one wants you to smell them.
Over at the Drudge Report's picture, Capitol Hill says, braced for battle.
Oh, shit.
Trump stares down impeachment.
Yay.
All the reports I'm seeing tend to say that he's outwardly saying, I don't care.
Right.
But he's really inwardly really pissed.
Yes. Oh, of course.
He's really, really mad.
Oh, of course he's pissed. Fuck yes.
Democrats lay out case for Wednesday Trump impeachment vote.
You know,
they're going fast.
Right. I am. Forgive me for beginning this with, but I was listening to NPR and I heard a story. This is during the 2016 election. Do you remember that one?
Vaguely.
Okay. there's this guy saying it would be impossible. He said, if Donald Trump is elected, it will be impossible for him to not get impeached. It's just, it's, they're like, it just is not a way. It's not going to happen.
Right.
Because he can't, by the nature, Donald Trump can't play by any of these rules.
Right. Well, and imagine if we had adults in the Senate.
Yeah.
This would be over with. Mitch McConnell over the weekend basically said that he was coordinating with the White House on how to handle the impeachment.
I saw that. I was confused. I really am confused.
About. He said we're coordinating with the White House on how to handle this.
Because they're trying him, right? They're trying him.
By their rules. But they get to make the rules.
When was the last time anyone went somewhere to get tried and coordinated?
It's an impeachment. It's not officially a trial.
Oh, you're right.
Legal standards.
This is just more of the fucking Trump is giving us. This is more Trump fucking.
More theater.
Absolutely.
And the last thing they want is a long, very public trial with real witnesses and shit. And more people seeing people like Yanukovych, people like Taylor come out, Vindman. They don't want that to happen.
Does it make a difference?
They want to ram it through.
We've seen that, though. And I don't know that
during the day on impeachment hearings. I just think that once the actual impeachment goes, it's like the Super Bowl. A lot of people don't watch football all season, but they'll watch the fucking Super Bowl. Seriously,
That's
I think
crazy.
There are people who didn't pay attention as much.
Yeah.
To the impeachment hearing stuff.
Right.
But once the actual impeachment goes to the Senate, I think they'll pay more attention.
I think the country is distracted. You're right. I think they're distracted with this fucking election.
Well, everything. It's flash grenades going off left and right.
The thing to watch is we have Hitler as our president. That's maybe the thing to fucking pay
Hitler
attention to.
It's kind of perfect.
Right.
Hitler seemed smart.
Yeah.
That ain't happening here.
Yeah.
This guy is he's a useful idiot.
I mean, didn't...
That's kind of what happens with some of these Republican presidents. They're useful idiots. Reagan was a useful idiot. Remember, Rockford Files, Garner, Jim Garner.
Yes, yes. Said Reagan was a fucking
really
moron.
Smart guy. He was the head of
SAG.
Screen Actors Guild for after, I think, after Reagan was.
Wow.
But he was vice president or something at the time that Reagan was president of the Screen Actors Guild.
Right.
And he said that Reagan was the dumbest motherfucker ever met. And that it was just, people were just, because he had this swagger, he would walk in the room like John fucking Wayne, and the conservatives would start moistening their trousers.
But it was bedtime for Bonzo, what he was known for. He was known for the dumb fucking show with the monkey.
No, that's what we know him for.
Oh, my God.
That's what, he was like a Western actor and a B-level romantic lead.
Hey, Republicans, I have a question. When will our side be done with you guys putting up the shittiest fucking presidential candidates you could ever fucking imagine? And the ones that get elected suck so fucking bad. Oh, my God. Reagan. Bush. Trump. Lovely.
Well, yeah, GW, another useful idiot.
Right.
Affable.
Right, sure.
You'd sit and have a beer with him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I could.
Maybe.
I, every time you heard that about W, you want to fucking kill yourself.
But
can you sit and have a beer with Trump, though?
Well, no.
He seems miserable. I mean, I think you can if you're into raping, then he's your guy.
Well,
hang out with
drink.
That guy.
You can get a Diet Dr. Pepper from McDonald's with him or something.
Oh, yes. You mean you can.
He drinks Diet Coke, right?
Yeah.
That's the hot button on his desk.
Oh, yes. I mean, imagine.
Since hopefully they took the other one away from him.
Right.
And they just
hopefully.
Here, you can press this big red button all day, Donnie. Yes.
Can we move North Korea, please? South Korea. I mean, Seoul, right?
I think he's more likely to. Oh, I thought you meant Trump. I was going to say Trump's more likely to bomb France. Because he'll be mad at something Macron said.
I'll tell you something. It will be more likely that he does something like that than he does not do something like that.
House Democrats laid out their impeachment case against President Trump today, a sweeping report accusing him of betraying the nation and deserving to be ousted as key lawmakers began to signal where they stand ahead of this week's landmark votes.
Wow. Shit, man. I tell you what, if I'm on that Army and Navy game, I might not play.
They had the white nationalists.
God. I might not play, though. You're going to play, but you're going to have a guy that he betrayed our country. Trump did.
Right. And still.
So why does he get to?
There's still piles of fresh Rudy turds in Ukraine. From him having just been there.
Right. That's right. He's still doing all this shit.
Right.
We're under the impression that.
You file the trail. Like.
Think about it.
Like bear scat.
Oh, yes. I love that. That's music. Oh, no. It's actually shit.
It's both.
Right. Well, it could be both.
Interestingly enough.
Oh, I forgot my point. Oh, yeah. It doesn't matter. It doesn't fucking matter. I mean, they don't give a fuck, right? Because this Ukraine shit happened after the Mueller report came out, right?
Yes.
That's crazy, dude.
Well, the day he made that call on the day after or the day of the Mueller report coming out.
The day after. The day the fucking summary came out or something, right?
Something, yeah.
So... I'm sorry, but if you remember that time, it felt like just a whole shitstorm coming down on him, on Trump. Investigations, Bob Mueller, right after it's over, he's not like, okay, let's not do anything else fucked up. We made it through that, maybe. But let's not do anything else crazy. Like, a day later, he's in the Ukraine or making this call, right?
Yeah. Because he's emboldened. And that is
nuts!
And if it's a shit storm, he's surrounded by a chorus of shit garglers with their mouths open like birds around him to protect him.
Right. Some people into that scene might say, I don't know. I've never. Impossible to gargle. How would you know?
As our listenership,
we've been doing this.
As our live listenership plummets,
don't leave us.
Don't
you dare.
A rocket. Oh, I think I've got some audio of
rocket
this.
Man.
There was a. It says when Democrats had once hoped would be a bipartisan act.
Impeachment.
Yeah.
You know what? We all had some delusional fucking ideas. Number one, we didn't think he was going to win. Number two, the bill of goods, we were all sold. All the bullshit was that as soon as the Republicans got what they needed out of him, they would impeach him.
Right, but then he became too popular.
Yes. Imagine that. A country full of racists.
Their fucking Stein monster got away from him.
Oh my God, he's stupid Stein. He's stupid Stein. He's not Frankenstein. He's stupid Stein.
A raucous town hall Monday in the suburbs of Detroit.
Hell yeah!
They say here, this is the Associated Press.
Yes.
Put on display the nation's wrenching debate over the unconventional president and the prospect of removing him from office. Freshman Democratic Rep. Elissa Slotkin. This is one of those who flipped, I believe, a district
or a
Trumpian district.
That's nice.
Well, this is kind of both sidesism here from AP. It says she was both heckled and celebrated as she announced her support for impeachment. There's hecklers, but you got to listen to how this ends up. This is the town hall. And I think this is right. Oh, do I have it?
What are they trying to do with this? I mean, why do they want to say hecklers and people celebrating her? Where are they?
The people who are on her side that are like, yeah, fuck Trump, impeach the motherfucker.
Yeah.
And the ones that are yelling Trump, 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 Trump.
Oh, I see.
And you're just impeaching.
The fascists.
He's done more than anybody.
The idiots. I mean, those people are clearly delusional. If you can point to something that's not racism that says why you support Donald Trump, then you're fucking delusional. Or you support Russia. Maybe you like Russia. Or the Saudis.
Russia.
I support the Saudis.
This is the... I think this is the end. This isn't the clip I saw, but this
right.
is the end. Oh, fuck.
Could you imagine? I'm sorry. This is like... Could you imagine right after a mass shooting, our president gets on the microphone and says, the Saudis didn't do it. What the fuck?
Well, he said they did it. Well, some Saudis did it,
yeah,
but
yeah.
Saudi has nothing to do with it whatsoever. Just want you to know.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
But if they would have been Iranian.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
And Iran said we didn't have anything to do with it.
We would have lit them
we'd
up.
We'd be wherever Putin allowed us to bomb.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like that
right.
empty airbase.
Yes.
Remember? Okay, listen, Vlad says I can send 51 missiles to the emptied out airbase.
I mean, how does that work logistically? Let's say Vlad tells him what he's allowed to bomb. How does Trump communicate that to his joint chiefs? What does he say? Hey, guys, I want you to bomb Iran. Here are the coordinates. And they're like, where the fuck did you come up with that, Mr. President? From Putin.
One of my experts.
But really, I'm serious. I mean, how does that work? That tells me that there must be more coordination. If that's the case, what you said, it can't be Trump just saying, let's bomb these guys here.
He's probably like, is there an airbase nearby or something? Oh, what's the name of that one? I like that one. I don't know if he's that good of an actor, though. It would have to be somebody else.
Even if he goes to one of his chiefs and says, hey, let's bomb this airbase in Syria. I would think, my first thing, I was like, bullshit, you can't find Syria on a map. What the fuck do you know about that airbase? Not one fucking thing.
One idiot was waving at this town hall. No partisan hack impeachment.
You fucking idiot.
I'm going to describe him as an older white guy.
Oh, shit, Pat. Just, wow.
You'll be shocked.
Oh, yes. Shocker.
To learn.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jeez. Congratulations, dickbag. Do you people that are fooled by Trump thinking he's doing good, do you enjoy being Russia's little fucking bitch? Do you like that? Does that get you off in some sort of fucked up way?
Why shouldn't we like Russia?
Because every fucking goddamn movie in the 80s and 90s, dickhead.
Well, right.
Every Steven Seagal movie, fuckface. The Russians were the bad guys. Now all of a sudden you're confused.
Well, and that's where Steven Seagal lives.
Oh, that's right. Eating carrots. Remember that? They showed him in Russia somewhere and he was eating a carrot. Yeah. God, what a weird fucker.
As Representative Slotkin spoke, she was cheered by her supporters, at the same time heckled by some Trump supporters.
Heckled, threatened, yelled at, verbally assaulted, fucked with, harassed, raped. I don't know. I'm thinking Trump and his supporters, things they like.
She said it's people's right to be able to have accountability.
Right. What does that mean?
Et cetera.
What do you mean? What is she talking about?
Why she's supporting the impeachment.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I was not a supporter of the impeachment for many, many months. I felt solid and grounded in that. Things change. There just has to be a moment where you use the letter of the law for what it's intended for.
But don't you think, okay, no. She's come to the right side of this. That's great. There's no reason to shit on people because it took so long, right?
In a Trump district.
Yeah. So she's doing a good thing. There's no reason to shit on her.
There's a couple other ones that are like, I'm voting for impeachment and I politics be damned. I might lose my seat.
Yeah. But
my ethics won't allow me to not vote for impeachment.
To me, the real issue in our country is how did we let such an outright racist, fascist fuckhead come into the White House? How did we allow that to happen?
Kid Rock?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean become president and go into the White House?
Has Kid Rock visited the White House?
There's pictures, sure. Oh, God. Of him grinning. Standing next to Don.
It's so embarrassing.
Sure.
Kid Rock. God, you know, he sucks. I'm sorry. If you're a fan of Kid Rock, I apologize for being such a cunt, but God, that song, Bomb, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
God, that's so dumb. Bomb, dang, did dang, did bing, ding, whatever the fuck. Is that your karaoke song? Yes. Shit, yes.
There you go. I don't fucking have the fucking audio. It's not popping up.
Bomb, bibby, dang, diddy, dang, diddy, diddy. Is that what's your favorite Kid Rock album?
I don't know that I could name one.
What? He visited the White House.
I know.
Oh, my God.
At the end,
yes,
she says, I'm going to do what, I'm going to be doing what's right. And
right.
And the video I saw, overwhelmingly, everyone in the office stands up and cheers, except for a few
dickheads,
snowflakey assholes.
Oh, yes.
Who are squealing
right
about for their fascist overlord.
Yes. Hey, and by the way, can I just give a shout out to the staffers of Van Drew or whoever the fuck that is that quit when he switched over to be a Republican? Kudos to you.
Oh, yeah, representative that's bailing on the Republican.
But a bunch of his guys quit, and I think that's nice. Good for you. If anyone
Republicans.
Knows, yeah, if anyone knows them, buy him a drink or some shit like that.
But I saw a story that the Republicans of New Jersey don't want him.
Oh, really?
Like he may not be the candidate.
You dumb fuck.
Their candidate in the next election.
Oh my God! Could you imagine?
Because he was a Democrat. He's
You think. He for some reason, this Van Drew is mad at the Dems or something happened with the Dems. He doesn't like him. He's like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to go to the Republicans and they'll accept me.
Well, he's obviously just a whorebag who wants to keep his cushy congressional job.
Right.
Because he knows fucking well what that president did and should be impeached. Yet he is worried about his own saggy old white ass keeping his job.
I mean, it's fucking disgusting. I mean, listen, dickhead, nobody wants to lose their fucking job. We get it. But you're a representative.
Oh, you'll be okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Don't you have congressional representative on your motherfucking resume? Yeah. What are you going to be? You're going to die and your kids going to be like, oh, yeah, my dad was a rep for, wherever the fuck. Oh, yeah.
Jersey.
Oh, during Trump. Oh, okay. How did he vote on impeachment? Not only did he vote no, he switched to the Republican Party. And they didn't want him.
Well, his district party may not want him. Trump's like, it's great to have him.
Oh, yeah.
He supposedly met with Trump.
Oh, yes.
I wonder if Putin's Kompromat Brigade had some stuff on Drew and was like,
yeah.
I've got a package to show you.
Yeah, my mom said that was probably the case.
Mr. Drew. Oh, yeah.
I mean, because she said right after the meeting he had with this guy, he switched. He flipped.
Yeah.
What did Trump offer him?
Legs up in the air. I mean,
yes. What did Trump offer him? Or what photographs was he shown? Doing what?
Or Trump bribed him with RNC money, like he did with all the members of the jury on the Republican side in the Senate.
Is the evilness of the DNC matched with the evilness of the RNC? Are they equal?
No, not right now.
Okay. Okay. I'm just wondering.
That's the headline over at the Drudge Report. Let's see what the Huffer Post has to say.
Yes. I had an equal side, like both sides are equally corrupt kind of discussion last night and earlier today. And, you know, I personally think the Republicans are kind of at a new level with this corruption. Sure, there are many corrupt Democrats. I have no fucking doubt. Okay. But it's not like here. Like with these Republicans.
If you only have two choices, the lesser of two evils is less fucking evil.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course.
Hillary may have been evil. I don't know in what capacity.
Or maybe the side. But
I don't think we probably would have had kids separated from their parents for life. I don't think we would be pulling out of the Paris Accords. Right. I don't think...
When someone says to you during an election, we are going to round up all the Dreamers and deport them, even if that seems like something impossible, please don't vote for him. No one should have voted for him when he started with these bans he was going to do. That should have been a deal breaker.
Day one.
When he made fun of that guy with the disability, when he made fun of John McCain for getting captured.
Right.
That's fucked up.
The headline over at the Huff Post says the Bloomberg security state.
Yes.
Apparently they're not big fans of Mikey Bloomberg over to the Huff Po.
Right.
Michael Bloomberg's surveillance of Muslims sets dangerous precedent for his presidential run.
No shit.
Yeah, he did some shitty stuff. Stomp and frisk. Didn't he last week try to come out and say, I don't know, what's up with this? All of a sudden, stop and frisk. Nobody's ever talked about it with me before.
What the fuck?
That's all people talk about. That and the sugary drink shit.
Yeah, the large drink, which I don't give a fuck.
And this stuff.
But the stop and frisk, dickhead.
And illegally, I think, targeting Muslims.
Yes.
For surveillance.
Yeah, that's fucked up. That's not anything I want in my candidate. And you're buying your way into it. Just say that.
Then New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg approved and oversaw a program where the New York City Police Department would spy, bait, and record every move made by a Muslim community as part of a surveillance program that mapped and spied on everyday Muslim Americans.
For what?
So they would pose as Muslims on social media.
Oh my God.
And befriend these people and shit and spy on them that way. But these were New York City cops.
No, that's nice. God, law enforcement in this country, congratulations, dickheads. Gold stars all around, fuckheads.
Oh, my God. Under the New York City program, law enforcement used census data to place undercover informants in predominantly Muslim communities. They tracked people who attended local mosques by taking pictures and videos of attendees, recorded license plate numbers of worshipers, chatted up Muslim business owners, hung out in hookah bars.
Oh, my God.
I've done that. And reported everything back to the NYPD. I've never done that.
What?
I've hung out in hookah bars. That's of all the above. That's all I've done.
Oh, yeah. But you've never...
I've never reported it back to the NYPD.
I mean, God. What you're saying is the very reason people don't want to fill out that fucking census.
Right?
Because they don't trust the government...
It's weaponized.
...to do the right things with their data. And we got a president who's rounding up people. I wouldn't tell my brown friends to fill out the fucking census. This is crazy. If there's information out there that law enforcement can access or use, they're going to use it. Look at this doorbell, that Ring shit.
Oh, yeah.
That's fucked up.
The surveillance program also infiltrated Muslim student organizations.
Good Lord.
Informants collected names, photographs, and phone numbers of attendees, including those in New Jersey and Connecticut.
Can we do something where we infiltrate some of these fucked up white supremacy people and these goddamn neo-Nazi groups and these fucked up militias? Are we infiltrating those? Because those are the dangerous people.
Here's these evil police. Moise Mohammed, 27, remembers being in shock when he discovered in 2012 that the NYPD had stationed a secret command center near Rutgers in New Jersey without informing the local popo or the FBI to spy on students like him. So there was some weird spy center.
Like a house.
In Jersey.
Holy shit.
To spy on Rutgers Muslim students. This was set FBI? Up by the NYPD.
The NYPD.
The FBI didn't know anything about it. Nor did the local police. They're supposed to notify New Jersey. They're operating outside their jurisdiction.
With a secret spy house.
Right.
Well, I want to see, what was the house? I mean, what was the building? I mean, I'm
it's probably some fucking office.
Yeah. I'm just, oh God. Did you ever see Scarecrow and Mrs. King?
No, I was far too young.
I was a spermatozoa. Now, you remember that show?
Sure. Kind of. It wasn't one that I watched.
I love that show. You missed out. Maybe you can find old episodes on Amazon, on crabdiving.com/Amazon. Right. Whatever you spend, we get a big fat fucking chunk of. But they had a secret entrance to their super secret spy department fucking place. They were in Washington. They were like the CIA, but more secret. And you walked into the back of a dry cleaners or something. You went down a secret fucking elevator or something. Is this the kind of shit we're talking about here? Because that's cool. I like to hear about that kind of shit. That's interesting to me. Like, what was the business? What was it disguised as?
I don't have that information here. So now they're saying that there's no way a lot of Muslims are going to trust Michael Bloomberg.
Oh, really?
If he runs. Plus the stop and frisk bullshit. Because guess what other color also got dragged into stop and frisk?
Oh, shit.
Middle Eastern looking people.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Right. I mean, I know that you need to fill out the census for the good of your country, you know, to make sure everybody gets the money and the services they need and all that shit. But, I wouldn't tell a person of color to fill this shit out. Are you kidding me? Fuck that.
The NYPD has settled at least 3 lawsuits pertaining to the surveillance program filed by various civil rights organizations over the last few years. Most recently in April of 2018, under that settlement, law enforcement agreed to end profiling based on race, religion, or ethnic background. They agreed to appoint a civilian representative and develop new policies and training materials for their intelligence bureau with input from Muslims, as well as paying out over $1 million in damages and legal fees. Guess who has to pay?
Oh, the taxpayers, Pat.
The NYPD settled. What does that mean?
That means the government paid for it. Those fuckers didn't pay for it. Those guys that knew they were doing wrong, they didn't fucking pay for it. And by the way, what were they doing? I mean, what was the purpose anyway? Why are they having little bases?
Tourism.
Where they follow brown people around.
Tourism.
Why aren't they looking into these fucking Klan freaks? Or these neo-Nazi fuckheads?
Because they're going to find relatives there.
Oh, that, or maybe their
co-workers. Yeah,
I'm there. Oh shit, I'm arresting me. Oh God, these fucking cops. I mean, Jesus fucking Christ.
And people are saying that Bloomberg is a shit weasel. In addition, because he refuses to admit it was wrong and to apologize for it.
Oh, my God.
Same with stop and frisk.
Right. I don't know. I don't know what I'm supposed to think about all that shit. I know this. Our Department of Justice is a big pile of crap right now.
Yes.
Who
thought we would be wistful for Jeff Sessions days?
Oh, my God. This Bill Barr is a monster. I wish Matt Whitaker would come back. You know, the big dick toilet guy.
Those are your headlines, y'all.
And he sweats a lot, Matt Whitaker, right? Wasn't that his thing? He's a sweater.
Yes. Yeah. He was constantly mopping.
Hi, I'm the corporate attorney for the big dick toilet.
It's already trending. Tomorrow's impeachment eve.
Oh, shit. Very nice.
Hashtag impeachment eve. Trending.
Yes.
Also trending, Mikey Flynn.
Hey, little Mikey Flynn, go fuck yourself.
Whose strategy took a big old pooper.
Yeah. Doesn't he have lawyers or something? I mean,
well, he fired his lawyers and hired some insane Trumpists.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like Fox
Mueller,
News fuckers,
like Mueller
right?
Should be in jail, Trumpists.
Is this because he's angling for a pardon?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
100%. But I mean, that's all he could be hoping for. They basically said, your brother's here?
Oh, yeah. He's picking up something on the porch.
Ah.
I didn't mean to make that sound so ominous.
They basically said kind of like, it was the deep state. It was the FBI. Not on a boo-boo.
That's crazy.
And he wants to take back his guilty pleas and all that shit.
I mean, I thought the guy was cooperating. I thought he was cooperating because he was fucked.
I guess he kind of was, but then, you know, he let these lunatics talk him into.
Yeah.
He let these lunatics talk him into this crazy line of defense that blew up in a big way when the IG report came out. He asked to be sentenced after the IG report came out because the IG report was going to vindicate
him.
Did
he really believe that?
There was a deep state that was conspiring against him and everybody in the Trump administration, and that all these charges were cooked up against him.
Good God, dude. I mean, how could he believe that? There's no way he could believe that, though. That's impossible. Do you know what I mean? Like,
well, I mean, that's...
He's a general.
But then part B...
He's a general.
Part B is, and then when that doesn't work, Trump probably said out he's going to pardon him. Because Trump is looking at the IG report. I don't know what one he's reading.
Yes.
But the IG report that's in his head vindicates him, proves the deep state is true, that the FBI is crooked to the core, and that it was 100% political reasons that he was investigated and he was surveilled, and they put live people in his secret operatives in his campaign, all of which is 180 degrees the opposite.
Yeah.
In the IG report.
Right.
Except for the FISA warrants against warrant.
Yeah, yeah.
The first one against Carter Page. There was shit that wasn't done correctly.
You know what I'm afraid that it's like in the White House? Because I'm just saying that there's no way to think that it's got to look like the end of Lear or something. It's got to be fucked up. It must be fucked up on a Shakespearean level.
Oh, spoiler alert.
Right. I mean, it's...
blowing the ending for King Lear.
God damn it, those motherfuckers. I was waiting.
I was wondering.
I was binge watching that. But I don't know. My point is, it just must be fucking Looney Tunes in the White House right now. Do you think he's talking to paintings like Nixon did?
Oh, I think he's just yelling at everything and everyone, paintings. Probably. Oh, I saw a report that he barely comes down to the Oval anymore.
Oh, okay. Where is he?
He's up in his apartment.
Jacking off, raping?
Executive time.
You know, this motherfucker has never had to work for anybody but his dad, right?
Right. You're right, I think so.
His dad is dead, right? Obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't mean to... Fred. Is it Fred Trump?
Fred?
I think Fred Trump did a bad job with this kid. I think Fred Trump fucked him up.
You're ready to proclaim some possible bad parenting?
I am. I am. And, you got to look at Ivanka, Don Jr., and Eric and think the same fucking thing. you know? Right?
Well, yeah. They're all worthless. They're worthless parasites.
Was somebody on that hunting trip was like...
Entitled.
Somebody was like, hey, you know, Don Jr., that sheep you killed, I don't know if you know what it was, but it's this endangered animal. We're going to get in a lot of trouble for that. We got to do something with it, like burn it. He's like, I don't want to burn it. I'm going to stuff it and put it in my living room.
Let's offer the Mongolians some free rooms at Mar-a-Lago.
Absolutely.
Get some hookers.
See, that's the problem. That's the problem. Don Jr. or Eric or probably Ivanka. They, I don't know how many sentences or offers or are they all, how about some hookers? Why don't we get some hookers? That's always got to be on the table. How about we kill some hookers?
The federal judge today rejected Mikey Flynn's attacks against the FBI and the Justice Department.
Yay.
Setting the long delayed sentencing for Trump's former national security advisor for January 28th.
Yay.
The judge dismissed Flynn's motion to find prosecutors in contempt.
Damn!
The judge ruled there was no basis for Flynn's allegations that federal law enforcement officials entrapped him into accepting a plea deal, or that Mueller's prosecutors had wrongfully held back 50 requests for evidence from Flynn's attorneys. That didn't happen. Yeah.
I mean, shit, man. I mean, why? That's a crazy defense. His attorney is like telling you're
insane. Yeah.
So,
I can't underscore how crazy these people are that are now representing.
Actually, sends the prosecutor a thing saying, or files a thing saying the prosecutor is in contempt.
You're in contempt.
That's interesting.
It didn't go well.
No. I mean, are they? I mean,
the court ruling today undercut arguments at the FBI investigation or Justice Department prosecution of Flynn was unjustified or improperly handled.
Yes.
So God. Flynn was saying the same shit that Trump's trying to say right. about the Ukraine thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that it was a deep state.
Right.
That the FBI was setting me up.
But does it matter that, let's say the FBI was, does that negate any of the evidence we've seen?
Well, I mean,
listen.
Well, no, that's the point. They were.
Yeah.
And it was justified. That's the point. They're saying it wasn't justified. But the IG report came out, Horowitz, and said, no, it was justified. The investigations and all these people.
Right,
even Carter Page.
Yes. But they're still saying, they're still calling into question the tactics and how they handled it.
Flynn was saying the same thing, that the investigation into me was tainted by evil deep state anti-Trumpers.
But you're still guilty of all that shit, though, right?
And
right?
now they're saying, the court's saying, that's some bullshit right there.
Well, yeah.
That you're trying.
Okay, and let's say it's not some bullshit. Let's say someone fucked up a form. I don't know. Let's say someone didn't file a form correctly. It still doesn't mean that Mike Flynn wasn't working as an agent for Turkey when he was working for us. It still doesn't negate the fact that, was he in touch with Kislyak?
Yes.
Right. Giving him information, right?
Was it Kislyak? Regardless, yeah.
Yeah, he was in bed with the fucking Russians.
Yeah.
None of that negates any of the shit we know about Flynn.
Right, or that he was working for Turkey.
Yeah.
While possibly getting a check from the United States of America for national security advisor.
Right, and maybe, hey, and for good measure, we're going to find a guy, put him in a van, and drive him to fucking Turkey.
Right.
Fuck it.
In the case, the judge eviscerated defense claims that the
shit.
Government failed to meet its duties. Writing, the court concludes that Mr. Flynn has failed to establish a single Brady violation. The Brady rule is that the prosecutor has to hand over evidence that might even blow up their own case.
They have to. Oh, yeah, yeah. They have to share shit, right? I mean, they can't keep
if they
shit
find something
you.
That may prove that the guy they're trying to throw in jail shouldn't be there. They by law need to share
right,
that.
Right.
That ain't always what happens. Which is one of the issues of our keeping score prosecutor fucked up prosecutor.
Oh,
politics.
Yeah, yeah.
I've thrown more people in jail than anybody. Vote for me.
Is,
well, that's not good at all.
Well, I mean, and also, like, how do you elect judges?
Yeah, I mean,
so when a judge is thinking of making a ruling, he's got to. I mean, it's really fucked up. He's got to weigh like how the community's going to see his ruling. That doesn't seem great.
The judge also scolded Flynn's attorney, Sidney Powell, for purportedly lifting, quote, lifting,
yes,
whole cloth, a piece of Supreme Court decision in her brief, suggesting the lawyer had plagiarized in a potential violation of legal ethics rules. She lifted something in her brief and from something from a Supreme Court, somebody else had used for a Supreme
yeah, yeah.
Court.
She plagiarized something?
Yes. He still could move to withdraw his previous guilty plea,
yeah,
and face a potential trial,
right,
or appeal conviction, but he faces a tougher legal path ahead.
Yes.
It's not looking good for him. It's looking, and this judge, I right. think, sounds like this judge has kind of had it with the bullshit.
Yeah. Well, how, I mean, one being the shittiest you could ever imagine, 10 being the best fucking ever on the planet. How would you grade Michael Flynn's defense attorneys? Taking into account both parties. Wait, just his overall defense strategy.
One is bad.
One is shitty as fuck.
Are
10
negative
is the best.
Numbers allowed?
That's a very good question.
These people are idiots. Sidney Powell is a Trumpian clown.
He just did. Mike Flynn think that he just saw this is the it, he's like, if I get a real lawyer who's going to be great, he's going to do X, Y, and Z for me, this is the best I'm going to be able to do. He probably looked at it like that. He's like, fuck, I'm going to die in jail. I might as well get one of these lunatics and maybe, you know.
Well, but let's not forget his son was sharing like QAnon shit and stuff like that.
Oh,
so
shit.
I don't know that these people aren't
right
necessarily believers in this deep
God.
State bullshit.
That's crazy. Shit, I you know. Better luck next time, Mikey. The next time you're the NSA, try to. I'm going to say his reign as National Security Advisor, it was brief, but I'm going to say he wasn't effective. I mean, was he a good NSA? Yes or no?
27 days or whatever?
15 fucking minutes. What a shitty administration.
It was sheer... Kislyak. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Right. He did some fucked up shit with Kislyak.
The judge has, in the past, heatedly rejected suggestions that Flynn might have been duped into lying to the FBI about his conversations with Kislyak.
Duped? He's not Carter fucking Page, man.
Judge,
he's a fucking general.
In the one of the first sentencing hearings in December of last year, said arguably you sold your country out to Flynn.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Citing Flynn's admissions that he hid the substance of talks with Kislyak and lied when he said he didn't know the extent of the Turkish government's involvement in work that his firm had obtained, when he claimed an op-ed he wrote on the Turkish president's benefit was done just at his own initiative. He lied. I just felt it was everyone was being unfair to Erdogan.
How does a guy? This guy is a general.
Yeah,
military guy.
That's why Obama got rid of him, because he started going nuts.
But I thought, like, in the military and shit, you're not supposed to break the rules. You have a code of conduct you follow to the letter. No bullshit.
Yeah. There's going to be assholes.
But what about Vindman? What about Vindman?
He's the opposite.
Hey, it's just crazy.
There are more Vindman men's than there are Mikey Flynn's.
Well, what's disturbing to me is that there's a Mikey Flynn who is a general.
Well, yeah, but so what else is out there? Was like, you know, maybe it's time to retire, Broham. You're getting a little crazy.
Oh yeah, Mike Flynn should have retired before doing this.
We did. Obama got rid of him.
Oh yeah, that's right. And he told him not to hire him.
Right.
He said, "Hey,
he's trouble."
Like trouble in the sense that he's in bed with the fucking Russians.
He may be compromised.
And that the council person who fucking quit. They said she was fired. She was fired. She went to Trump and said, "You can't trust Flynn." And then she got fired.
Oh, Justice Department, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't remember her name. That sucks.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's been going on for so long.
And Mikey Flynn is the lock her up guy.
Yeah, lock her up. Lock her up. Yeah, lock her up.
MAGA fucks. MAGA fucks. You maggots. He started that. He started lock her up, right?
No. But there's tape of him at a Trump hate rally chanting along. Well, kind of it. When they started chanting lock her up. And that's exactly.
Hey, maggots.
That's right. Lock her up. Lock her up.
Hey, fuckface, racist, maggot, fuckheads. Don't you think it's a kind of funny that the guy that led the lock her up charges, he's going to get locked up. He will be locked up. President Trump's NSA is going to be locked up. The guy that said lock her up. Do you not find that ironic, you fucks?
Quite possibly.
Yeah. Hey, can you imagine? I don't want to be the judge that let the motherfucker off.
We do not need a weak, spineless president who is more concerned about issuing apologies than in protecting Americans. We do not need a reckless president who believes she is above the law.
That's painful, isn't it? Paralyzing hypocrisy.
Oh shit, man. I mean, fuck.
There we go.
Lock her up. That's right. Yes, that's right. Lock her up.
That's right. Lock her up. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Lock her up.
Oh my God. You know, it's sincerely funny. It's sincerely funny. It's insane.
That clip resurfacing for some reason.
Well, I shit, man.
Don't know why.
Well, isn't he getting sentenced soon? You said that we were just talking about him. I mean, it is insanely ironic. I mean, it's just.
Speaking of the one of the more recent hate rallies, the one in Minneapolis.
Yes.
We missed this gem. Your favorite Trump, Eric.
Yes.
Eric.
Oh, yes.
Warming up the crowd.
Oh, you know, it's weird when you look at him. I don't know if you've ever seen this, but, and I'm not saying, you know, this isn't meant as a criticism, but his face, I don't know if you've ever noticed how, like, fucking ugly he is. I mean, he really looks like a barracuda.
How do you think Elizabeth Warren is feeling right now as she sees this crowd? I don't think she's feeling too good. No, yeah, boo. Yeah, that's right. How do you think Joe Biden and his,
God, he's dumb. He's dumb as fuck.
How do you think Joe Biden? Joe Biden. He's got, like, flashcards in front of him. Just say Joe Biden. Just say Elizabeth Warren. Say AOC. What do you think AOC is thinking when she watches this crowd?
How does this happen? This man grew up rich. No one taught him how to talk. He didn't pay for some fancy finishing school.
He's from Trump scum.
Listen to how dumb he sounds.
How do you think his son's feeling right now, right after embezzling a lot of money, taking a lot of money, the crookedness, right? He's not looking too good either.
This is him going after Hunter Biden. Listen, even this hate-filled crowd of racist scumbags is like, oh, man, this guy ain't good at this at all. Bring on Don.
Yeah, Eric, we don't really need to address the content of what you're talking about because it's just bullshit and, right, it's stupid, trite, basic.
Oh, my God, it's
basic bitch GOP bullshit.
It's the bullet points.
Yes,
yeah.
Congratulations.
What do you think? Do you think Hunter Biden thinks with all his corruption and all his millions, and he didn't do anything to deserve that? He was just born to some rich guy, rich, powerful guy.
I think it's. I think what you're discussing is a fair thing to talk about.
He did not work his way up like I did, and Don Jr. and Ivanka.
You know, it's weird. I'm not surprised he sounds like that after looking at his ugly fucking face for some fucking reason. I don't know what that means. He looks like he would sound like that, doesn't he?
And he's not the dumb one. No, Don Jr. I got to find a clip of Don Jr. talking. If you think he's dumb.
I bet Hunter Biden's upset right now.
After embezzling a lot of money, taking a lot of money, the crookedness, right? He's not looking too good either.
The crookedness.
You dumb fuck.
The crookedness.
He's not looking too good.
Oh, the crookedness.
Play it again. Did he say crookedness?
Did he say crookedness?
He's not looking too
good. He's not looking too good either. After embezzling a lot of money, taking a lot of money, the crookedness, right? He's not looking too good either.
The crookedness, right? He's not looking too good either.
Yeah, maybe lock her up goes to lock him up. I don't know. It might.
Oh my God. You boring fuck.
Up goes to lock him up. I don't know. It might. Lock him up. I don't know. I like lock her up a little bit more, but thank you. That's a good idea. I like that idea.
Oh. Yeah.
Man, they're scanning like the crowd, drunk. And
let me see.
It's exactly what you would expect.
Is there video of
Minnesota?
Him?
Yeah, I'm looking at him. Oh, I'm watching him.
Okay, I want to see him.
It's exactly what you would expect a Minnesota crowd to look like at a Trump rally. I'll back it up a second so you can see him.
Yeah, maybe lock her up goes to lock him up. I don't know. It might. Lock him up. I don't know. I like lock her up a little bit more, but
I like lock him up maybe a little bit more. Thanks for that.
Listen, I just want everybody to know out there. I just want to remind everyone, especially any females that might be listening, that it is important to understand that it is your right as an American that if you want to terminate your pregnancy, you can do that, and you don't have to have a baby.
Are you speaking to Ivana Trump, circa 40 years ago?
Gave birth to this vile piece of shit, yes. I mean, that little Nazi youth, that, you know what I mean? Like, that's a little Nazi youth right there. What? And why is he at a campaign? Imagine, the guy is at a campaign event bringing up the bullshit story about Hunter Biden that was just disproved in an impeachment hearing.
No, it was proven.
And
Rudy
he's
just,
using it to get his dad elected.
Rudy just came back from Ukraine, and I can't wait to get out the information I got. Wait till you see all the stuff I got.
Ugh. I mean, God. He smells. He looks like he smells like date rape.
Which one?
All of them.
Right.
Pick one. Oh, God. Barracuda face. I don't know what to tell you. I will tell you something. You are so lucky you were born rich. You are so fucking lucky you were born rich because you were not born smart. You were not attractive. And you were an ogre or a dickhead. I don't know. You're stupid. I don't know what you are. You're an asshole. Oh my God. Thank God you scrabbled out of somebody's horrible vagina that had money. You fuck. No offense.
And Ivana has even said that until they got out of college, Trump didn't know he couldn't pick his kids out of a crowd.
Oh, fuck no.
Like he had nothing to do with them growing up. Yeah.
He didn't give a shit. We saw at the inauguration, you know, at the inauguration, everyone's looking up your asshole. If you're the one, if you're being president, that's your day, your big fucking day. He didn't hold the umbrella over his wife's fucking head or something, right?
Oh, senior? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Sure.
And he had a gift. I don't know. The Obamas gave him a gift. Coming out and he just hands it off to Melania or something like that. There was weirdness with that.
That first, when they first showed up at the White House and Trump got out of the car and left Melania. And yeah. Obama went to get her and grabbed the gift from her and help her up the stairs.
I'm sorry. I am not going to allow us to forget all the weirdness that Trump's done just because he does weird shit all the time. Melania was wearing something weird at inauguration. Was she not? Or was that Ivanker? Ivanker was in some kind of outfit where she looked like she was in a marching band.
No. That was Kellyanne. Kellyanne was in a nutcracker. It was like a nutcracker outfit.
That's right. Yeah. What are you wearing to the inauguration? I'm going as a nutcracker.
It was definitely Kellyanne.
God. Jesus fucking Christ. Is she divorced George Conway yet? Or are they still fucking?
Well, those are separate questions.
That's right.
I just saw a story from August. World's saddest rally. Don Jr. mocked for speaking to mostly empty arena at an event meant to help Matt Bevin before the election.
Oh shit! Matt Bevin, have we not done that story yet? Have we not
talked about the pardons?
Oh my god!
We just mentioned it briefly. I think
everybody's seen that fucking story. Here, we'll skip to the end. Matt Bevin is a big fucking piece of shit. God. Oh, God.
We will fight to preserve and protect the American dream in this country for our families and for future generations.
Scanning the crowd.
What
at
is this?
Event.
Oh, is this the one Don Jr. spoke at? Nobody's
this
there.
This is from last August. Matt Bevin and Donald Trump Jr. Rally that no one went to in a county Trump won by 80%.
God damn. What a horrible episode of Bang Bros.
Trump Jr. mostly praised his father, criticized detractors.
Yeah.
At the Matt Bevin event.
Oh, how nice.
I guess Don Jr. didn't pull in numbers.
Wow. Wait a second. He wrote that book Triggered.
Oh, he didn't. That book,
yes,
Triggered.
He did.
We're gonna find out.
Well, he has sometime. His name on it.
We're gonna find out sometime who wrote that book.
If does Eric have a book? Eric, what do you have?
Yeah, no,
what
Eric has a book.
Bullshit. No way.
Eric Trump has a book. Use your Google machine. And if you want to buy it, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Or go to Audible, crabdiving.com/audible. Maybe Eric reads it himself. Look at that face. That's Eric Trump has a book.
Eric Trump jokingly asked partygoers to buy 100 copies of Don Jr.'s book. He wasn't joking.
No, they bought 10,000 copies of Don Jr.'s book.
The RNC spent $100,000 on Don Trump Jr.'s book.
Crates, there's pictures of crates of books sitting in an RNC office. They're like, well, our plan is to hand them out to donors. And
I don't think Eric Trump has a book.
We need you guys to stay energized. We need you guys to bring friends, to make calls, to stay in this game, because I want to keep this winning going. Think about it. The economy is booming. There is not a single economic metric where we are not better off today than we were just 2 short years ago.
He is a better speaker than Eric. Don Jr.
I think...
And Kimberly Guilfoyle standing a mannequin 4 feet to his left.
I think you need to... I think these guys... I really think Eric Trump is a lot dumber than Don Jr. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. But, this guy speaking... compared to his brother speaking, is like
well, I think
night
Eric
and fucking
was just
day.
Was a poor speaker.
Yeah, well, and I think that's Eric at his best.
Years ago. Name one!
You know, I'm already seeing, like Don Jr. 2024.
To do what? Run for president?
Oh, yeah. They're going to hand it. It's going to be a dynasty.
If he wants it to be. If he wants it to be, yeah.
It cannot be done. It doesn't exist. The economy is so good that Barack Obama is pretending he had something to do with it.
What?
Because he did have something to do with it?
You know, I got a comedian friend of mine from Los Angeles, and I read his shit every day because every day he's generally yelling at someone on Facebook about how Trump's economy is garbage, and if anything good is happening, it's because of Obama. That's all this guy does, like, every fucking day.
Rosenberg?
No, not Dave.
A different one.
No, this guy's very funny, but he's angrier than Rosenberg.
Oh. David Rosenberg, very funny.
Yeah, he's hilarious, man. He's into guinea pigs. Look him up on Google.
Not in like a creepy way. He's,
I just
he's
said guinea pigs, man.
Of guinea pigs. He said he's into
that's
guinea
not
pigs.
Creepy. I'm a guinea pig aficionado. No,
but it's not like he's into guinea pigs. There's other shice and pooping going on in the
nine.
World. This one's kind of funny.
Yes.
There's a Fox poll out.
Yes.
Trump tweeted over the weekend, by the way.
Fox
is going downhill because they dared to have Comey on.
Oh, jeez.
On with Chris Wallace.
Hey, one second. You mentioned CNN. You mentioned Fox and cable news. Can I ask cable news something? On Saturday nights, is there, or just in the middle of the night, there's nothing, like MSNBC has weird shit on. It's not news.
Right.
And sometimes the same with CNN.
Well, do you remember how until Lawrence O'Donnell got his fifth night, every Friday night, they had that prison show on after Rachel, and Rachel would go, and now prison. She would always make fun of it. Like, here I am with all these hard hitting stories.
Hate those
and now
shows,
gonna
man.
Watch some prison
dumb
shows.
Shit. Some dumb shit.
That was kind of funny. She used to say, yeah. Now prison.
Yeah. It was funny too how she used to make those drinks. She
yeah,
used to make
yeah.
drinks. Now she didn't fuck now with that anymore.
We should have it every day.
Well, there's no
we
time.
We need it more.
There's no time.
This is amazing. This was is kind of making the news.
Yes.
As a just typical of what's going on over at Fox and Friends
right,
in the morning.
Right.
Ducey, Ainsley Earhart, and poor Brian Kilmeade. So a poll came out, their own poll, Fox News poll.
Yes.
50% of America. Not Democrats.
Okay.
50% of America.
All America.
Wants Trump impeached and removed.
Well, more people voted for Hillary than Trump. That is not shocking.
Listen to Brian Kilmeade.
Fox poll came out, and I was stunned by this. It says 50% of the country want the president impeached. I was stunned to see that that's the number, because I thought that things were trending away, although the president's approval rating did tick up in the same poll. So
I thought things were going away.
I don't understand.
I'm stunned. I'm stunned by this.
You either, maybe I'm wrong, you either believe all this deep state bullshit, or if you're in the media, or you understand that it's bullshit, right? And then you report on either side of it, I guess. Like, you can buy into it that it's bullshit, but still, you know, be a crook, right?
Right, well, yeah.
But what is it with this guy? Is he really shocked? Is he playing a part?
Kilmeade might be really shocked.
Is he's playing a part?
No, I think he's really shocked. I think he's dumb.
If you're listening to this show and you think people don't hate the fuck out of Donald fucking Trump, you are delusional. People hate that motherfucker,
well,
right?
Well, yeah, I don't think anyone disputes that he's hated. It's just,
yes.
Is there a reason?
Right. Right.
And there's lots of them. There's
yes.
a whole bunch of reasons why we hate him.
Of course. Of course. He's a fascist. Concentration camps, anyone? Anyone? We have concentration camps. Zero tolerance. We're taking we're breaking up families. Just cause.
We got a Coach Dave moment.
Yes.
Which is also garnering some other headlines because he's got a guest.
Ooh.
On his show.
Yes.
Former Christo Kook, Scott Lively, pastor. Ooh.
Scott Lively.
Known.
He rapes.
The Abiding Truth Ministries.
Oh, yes.
From Temecula, California.
Right. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say he rapes like all these evangelical guys do, but really a lot of them do. So I just wanted to ask up front, is this guy a big rapist?
Worthy of a question.
Okay.
Author of such books as The Pink Swastika. The gay Nazis are coming to get us.
Wait, so is he pro-Nazi? He's
the guy
gay?
Who said the Nazis were gay.
The Nazis, there may have been some gay Nazis. I don't know. But they were anti-gay.
Sure they were. They were kind of, homosexuals got rounded up and sent to camp.
That's anti-gay.
Don't let the snappy uniforms fool you.
There aren't any gay Nazis. There's no, like, legitimate... No,
there may be, but...
Okay. But there's no group. Like, the Nazis are anti-gay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
God. What a fuck.
The, his, ministries is... Abiding Truth Ministries are listed by the Southern Poverty Law Center as an anti-gay hate group.
Wow. Wow. Imagine your ministries are listed as a hate group. Now that's a big fail, right? Because that's not, you know, with Jesus and shit. I think hate was not a good thing. Is not.
He blames gays for nearly everything, including communism, Islam, terrorism, the Holocaust, natural disasters, the price of Saudi oil.
No, fuck.
It's because of gay people.
Oh, my God. The price of Saudi oil.
He is also an enthusiastic backer of...
Oh,
President Donald J. Trump. Yes.
Yay. I really thought you were going somewhere else with that because, I mean, I just assumed that's the case.
Right? In his book, Pink Swastika, Lively claimed that gays are responsible for establishing the Nazi Party.
You can't.
Many professional historians have found large numbers of historical inaccuracies in his book, Ryan.
Oh, wow.
Color
Pat.
Us shocked.
You can't fuck with people by saying you can't be for Nazis as long as they're not gay. Is that what this guy is for?
He's the one that got sued in Massachusetts because he went to Uganda to try to help them pass their kill the gays legislation.
This guy.
Yeah.
Why is that even legal? That shouldn't be legal, dude.
Scott Lively has attacked Milo Yiannopoulos and accused him of being a Nazi only because he links all gays to Nazism. Holy shit. Okay, is Scott Lively.
What a dick.
A guest on Pass the Salt, Ryan.
Oh, it's Coach Dave.
Coach Dave's got a big guest.
God damn, Scott Lively. You got to go on Coach Dave's show? That is fucking sad.
Here is Scott Lively on Pass the Salt.
Pass the Salt.
If I had my way, we would be executing abortionists by after trial, right? Because what they're doing, they're committing mass murder. They're committing mass murder.
Oh, God.
Coach Dave is laughing.
I thought
on the side. He's laughing.
This guy, this is Lively, right?
Yes.
And he's hilarious, apparently.
Well, Coach Dave thinks it's funny that
abortionists
calling for abortionists to be executed.
Okay. It's not, you're not an abortionist, right? You're a doctor that can perform an abortion. That's one of the things you fucking do.
Right, right.
That's like saying, hi, I'm a breast implantologist or
I'm
some
a
shit like that.
Prostate examinist.
I got the skinniest fingers this side of the Mississippi.
Abortionists by after trial, right? That because what they're doing, they're committing
after trial. You know, that's how he threw that one in there. We should execute them after trial. After trial, wink, wink, wink. Which would be, I'm sure, a fair and impartial jury.
Has anybody, I've never driven past a Planned Parenthood and seen any of these people yelling and protesting. I don't think I've seen that.
I've seen some outside the one over here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
God.
I drove by there once to see what was going on, and there was a handful. There was like six or eight of them across the
protesters.
Street.
Protesters?
Signs, yeah, don't kill your baby.
Oh, my God, you fuckheads.
Abortionists by after trial, right? That because what they're doing, they're committing mass murder. They're committing mass murder. And that if we truly had a just justice system, they would be tried and they would be executed for what they're doing. That's how serious the
pro-life pro-life Christians.
They should be executed. That is how serious it is what they're doing.
Abortion doctors.
Yes.
Doctors that perform abortions.
Right.
What he's talking about.
You know,
and they would.
And this guy, this voice, listen to his voice. He's just one of these know-it-all white evangelical fucklows.
How'd you know he's white?
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry.
Be executed for what they're doing. That's how serious.
Be executed for what they're doing.
It's very serious. You're getting rid of a white baby.
That's the problem is.
Wouldn't be funded. That wouldn't be funded. That's for sure.
Let me be absolutely clear, because this is the kind of thing that gets taken out of context. I am not calling for vigilantism at all. And when it comes to capital punishment or even serious punishment under biblical law, remember that it requires two witnesses in order to be able to convict on these crimes. You can't convict somebody. You can't give somebody the death penalty on circumstantial evidence, right? You can't do it under the biblical law. There have to actually be.
You got to let somebody watch you fuck another guy.
The only reason.
And then you can be put to death.
So the only reason if I see someone butt fuck, if I see two guys butt fuck, according to biblical law, the only reason I just can't hack them to death right there is because I don't have two other witnesses that saw it along with me.
And abortion. What about that? Who's going to, you got to have two people. You got to have two witnesses.
You're right.
You killed that baby.
That's a real issue.
Throw everybody else out of the room.
Right. That's where the I-ring comes into play.
Two witnesses who come forward and say they saw it happen.
Right.
So I don't know how he's trying to.
I don't know.
I don't know what he's trying to say there. I just want you to know, I'm not saying vigilantism.
If the only way that you're able to make it clear that you aren't calling for violence is to say, I am not calling for violence.
Yeah, after you call for violence.
Yeah, you called for violence.
Right.
You can't call for violence and say, wait a second, no violence.
I think we should just kill them all. No, I'm not saying we should kill them all.
You said it. He just said it. God. Oh, and this guy goes to Uganda.
He did.
And lobbies.
Lively. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Probably raises money, right?
Sure.
I don't know.
Them pass their kill the gays laws.
And the thing about, hey, Lively dickhead, you know you've got a relative or a friend who's gay, who's just not out to you because, I don't know, you preach that you want them put to death or some shit like that.
Here's a smart lawsuit that's happening.
Nunes.
That I'm all for. This is in South Carolina, where they're trying to ban abortion after 6 weeks.
Wow.
When many women don't even fucking know they're pregnant.
Right. Well, but you should just know.
Shouldn't open your legs, you whore.
Here, get a scan.
So, cheers to State Senator Mia McLeod.
Yay.
In South Carolina.
Yes.
A Democrat, of course, an adult.
Damn.
Has put forth a bill called the South Carolina Pro-Birth Accountability Act.
Oh, yes. Yes.
SB 928, it's been filed, it has a number, demands that anti-choice lawmakers in South Carolina who have proposed banning abortion at 6 weeks into pregnancy put their money where their mouth is. If lawmakers are going to force people to carry their pregnancy to term, then they, and if they are going to deem the development of an unborn embryo as more important than the life and rights of pregnant women,
yes,
then South Carolina should compensate them for acting as a gestational surrogate.
Bam!
For the state of South Carolina.
Now we are fucking talking. Because that's the whole point, right? You're pro-life. You want to make her have the baby, but you don't want to give that, you don't want to help take care of that baby.
Right.
You hypocrite.
Why should South Carolina be permitted to force its citizens to act as surrogates for the state without compensating them, she says.
Yeah, but why are you making decisions about my vagina, number one? I mean, at the very least, you're right. You're telling someone what to do. I don't know how else to say it, in their own property, their body. You got to pay rent then. Then you got to pay for it.
According to, and surrogates get a good amount of money.
Yeah.
Like legal surrogates.
Right.
Bill also points out that from medical perspective, there's no dispute that a six-week-old embryo cannot exist outside of the womb.
Right.
South Carolina has deemed the development of a six-week-old embryo governmentally more important than the life and rights of a pregnant woman.
Well, nobody thinks a six-week-old embryo could like walk around and shit.
And the 6 weeks ban will force pregnant people who otherwise would have elected an abortion to act as a gestational surrogate for the state of South Carolina, which cannot itself physically conceive of or carry a child. She wrote that in the bill.
You know, I'm sorry. I Googled 6 week old embryo just to see what that might look like.
It's a clump of cells.
That I'm sorry. It's a clump of cells that can't do human shit outside the embryo.
Correct.
That cannot go to the Circle K and get a smoothie.
Right. So then she writes in her bill, just as South Carolina may not constitutionally use a citizen's rental property without just compensation, it may not constitutionally require a woman to incubate a child without appropriate compensation.
Yeah. I mean, God, if you're going to take control of people's fucking bodies, you got to pay for it, right? I mean, that makes a lot of sense.
Man, she put a whole lot into this bill.
Yeah.
Should include reasonable living, legal, medical, psychological, and psychiatric expenses related to prenatal, intrapartal, and postpartal periods.
No.
In addition, upon detection of a fetal heartbeat, a pregnant person may claim the fetus as a child for purposes of federal or state taxes.
Oh, shit.
Compensation would also include automatic eligibility to participate in a program that would pair a pregnant person with a specially trained nurse to provide home visits from early pregnancy throughout the child's second birthday.
Of course. Of course. Wait, you told me to have this.
Well, exactly.
And now I had it.
Exactly. You forced me to have this.
Don't you think you have some responsibility? And to me, it would seem like this is an easy thing to prove, right? You go to a clinic.
Well, yeah.
You're like, hey, I want an abortion. And they say, no, we can't. Okay. I mean,
otherwise, one might think that the focus isn't on the babies and the lives, but on controlling the women's sexual behavior.
Jeez, that's
one might think that might be the goal.
But that's so fucked up. Why would anybody want to do that? Because they're fuckheads. Because they're absolute fucking fuckheads. God, we were talking about Eric Trump.
So here we go. Let's hope I don't know how far it's going to get in South Carolina, but
yes.
The Pro-Birth Accountability Act.
Yes.
I hope more of these pop up in more of these regressive American Taliban
states. But aren't we guaranteed that right? Aren't you guaranteed the right to a safe abortion? Aren't you guaranteed that?
According to the Supreme Court.
So what is the fucking controversy?
Well, unlike they feel that the gun laws should have no interpretation.
Right.
Yes. And no restrictions.
But oh.
That stuff should have restrictions, they feel.
A well-regulated militia, though, that we're
well,
not
they'd
taking...
like to get rid of the whole
Of
the whole abortion
right.
thing,
though. Okay.
They don't just want to not have an abortion. They want to tell everybody else they can't have them.
Oh, yes. That's great.
Same with same-sex marriage.
Yes.
None of it makes sense.
Yes. It doesn't. It doesn't make sense. Eric Trump's face doesn't make sense.
I mean, I guess if you believe sincerely that right after the load meets egg.
Perfect.
Is a entire life. That's dubious.
Right.
I don't believe it's scientifically supported.
Yes.
Then I can kind of feel a little empathy for those that lose their minds and think it's actually killing a baby, but they don't. They're basing it on wrong beliefs
and
wrong science.
Yeah, and it's not their body.
Absolutely.
I mean, these people cry freedom all the fucking time. You're coming for my gun. Dude, people have came for your wife, your aunts, your mothers, everybody's pussy, and you're sitting there like a lump. You're worried about your guns. Nobody's coming for your fucking guns. They are, however, coming for all the vaginas in your life, you idiot.
We've got, holy shit, look at the time. It's flying today. We do this every weekday, 2 to 4 Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern.
That's right, Pat.
Thanks for buying shit from crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Yes.
Send the people that you barely love some shit from Amazon.
Oh, yes. Send people that you love big time shit
from
Amazon.
You don't have to go visit them.
Oh, yeah.
For the holidays. Just send them some shit.
Yeah, send them some shit and make some guy at a fulfillment center in Reno, Nevada pull a hamstring so you can get a fucking...
Somebody shit in a diaper so your gift could come a day earlier.
I need a French tickler, a tub, a cylinder of Pringles, tube socks.
So there you go. Scott Lively making some headlines over on Coach Dave's show.
Right. Good job, dickhead. Congratulations. You're a fuckface.
He had his way.
The
abortionists would be getting killed.
That's why I don't like watching The Handmaid's Tale. I know it's a good show, and I know the acting's amazing.
I gotta catch up.
Oh, God. Fuck that. You're in it. I mean, you're not in it, but, you know, you're getting there. We don't need to catch up. That show's depressing. That and High Castle, that's very depressing, too. I tried watching that. It creeps me out. These fucking Nazis.
Oh, my God. What's Right Wing Watch doing to me with all these clips?
Yeah.
Today. And it's nowhere near Faithless Friday.
Right.
This is... Okay, we played Coach Dave saying that someone coming out as gay is like a dog catching rabies.
Right.
And there's a Liz Crokin clip, but it's really, it's not even that good. It's allegedly, I haven't vetted this.
Okay.
Ronan Farrow's new book.
Crab Diving Unvetted.
But Liz Crokin is claiming that Ronan Farrow quotes her in his book.
Okay.
And that he called her.
Wait.
And booked her to appear on his podcast. But then she says, and that's been postponed indefinitely. And, you know, I hope that happens to him.
I mean,
I don't know if she's like utterly delusional.
I don't know what Frank Sinatra Jr. is up to these days, Liz, but
I find it hard to believe that Ronan Farrow
is
quoting Liz Crokin in any capacity and B, calling her about it.
You know,
okay, now I got to play it. No, it's only 40 seconds. Here's Liz Crokin.
That's funny.
Our favorite QAnon, Pizzagate.
Oh, God.
Conspiracy theorist.
Boo.
Hillary Clinton had her witches
do
a witch thing, and I broke my finger in Maui.
Seth Rich.
Because of it.
No, that's right.
Here's Liz Crokin, journalist.
Right. Oh, yes. Fuck yes. Shit, yeah.
I am going to start by discussing some items in Ronan Farrow's new book, Catch and Kill. Ronan Farrow called me the other day and told me that I'm quoted in this book, which I didn't realize.
Ronan Farrow called me and told me I'm quoted in this book.
Fuck you. Fuck you. And you know why? There's no way. Ronan, I've never written a book. I've never written a book. I imagine it's hard and it takes a long fucking time. And Ronan Farrow's spending all his time. He's got index cards, notes everywhere, writing a whole fucking book. Nobody's writing a whole fucking book. Ronan Farrow is not writing a whole fucking book to put a Liz fucking Crokin quote in it on the jacket or something. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, yeah.
You're fucking out of your mind. You dumb fuck.
To me that I'm quoted in this book, which I didn't realize until he called, and he actually booked me to go on his podcast, which has been postponed for now.
Which is postponed. He actually booked me, but now it's postponed. So he booked you, but it's postponed for now.
You know, I'm speaking from a totally high place of hyperbole, but you know, what might have happened, Liz, is that I don't know if you've ever been so stoned that you're missing an
I think bath salts or portion or of what's an going on
yes.
here. Yeah.
Oh, really? Is he boofing bath salts and all of a sudden things? Ronan Farrow did not book her on her pot.
Try to clench that pucker a little bit more when you're submerged in the tub of bath salts.
Oh, yeah, right.
Don't let it seep in rectally.
I think that's the idea.
He actually booked me to go on his podcast, which has been postponed for now. Hopefully not indefinitely. But
is that a Florida pro tip that if you're doing bath salts, make sure.
Oh yeah, butt plug time. Don't finger yourself. Don't open up that love.
Or the opposite.
Well, it depends on what you're looking for.
Yeah.
How do you want to go eat somebody's face off?
He actually booked me to go on his podcast, which has been postponed for now, hopefully not indefinitely. But so anyways, he sent me his book. I was going to read it anyways. But I started reading it. I read it faster than I.
So anyway,
I don't believe any of this. She didn't read the book. Liz Crokin didn't read this book. Ronan Farrow sure as fuck wasn't
there's a lot of bookmarks in it.
Hi, I'm Ronan Farrow. Let me tell you the story of the night I was writing a book, and I just couldn't get anybody else on the phone for a quote.
There's a real narrow list of topics that I'd be writing about when I would call up Liz Crokin for a quote.
I would even say, Ronan, am I wrong? He doesn't know you exist. I don't even know how do I know you exist?
Ronan called me and he said I was quoting his book. I didn't even realize it until he called me.
The only reason we know Liz Crokin exists is because she shows up on Right Wing Watch.
And others.
I mean, maybe Ronan Farrow knows of you. I mean, maybe. But if he knows of you, and he knows, like, your deal.
Hi, aren't you the person who had that finger accident in Maui when Hillary Clinton's witches coven got together?
Ronan Farrow isn't just some fucking cunt, man, right? I mean, he's a respected journalist.
Right.
He broke the Harvey Weinstein thing.
Right, right.
I broke the Me Too movement, man. I broke the whole Harvey Weinstein story. What's your next move? Oh, I'm going to book Liz Crokin on my podcast.
Let me see what Pizzagate, what's going on with... Yes. QAnon.
Like, to add some real legitimacy to me, to who I am. Liz Crokin, I need her.
Hopefully not indefinitely, but so anyways, he sent me his book. I was going to read it anyways, but I started reading it. I read it faster than I had planned to read it because I was supposed to go on his show.
What are we listening to? What is this, by the way? Is this a podcast?
That's her. She sets up her phone somewhere on a desk. Nobody and tapes cares. Herself.
Who listens to this and is like in compelled?
She's a journalist.
Who's compelled by this? This is horrible. It's horrible, like QAnon fucking entertainment.
Trump supporters.
Jesus Christ, you dullards.
Liz Crokin.
That's one of my favorite stories ever. Because I'm just sitting here thinking, you know, I don't know, Ronan Farrow's writing this book. I don't know what his process is. Maybe he's doing big, thick rails. He's smoking weed. He's getting stoned. He's on DMT. He's taking acid. He's got mushrooms. I don't know. Zannies. He's writing his book. He's relaxed. And then he's like, I'm stuck. I'm having writer's block. I don't know what to do here. I need a quote. And he just starts going through.
Maybe you listen to our show.
We did that. I'm sorry then. I'm sorry. If you listen to this show and decided to put Liz Crokin in your fucking book,
I gotta have her for
don't listen to us anymore.
I gotta have her for Catch and Kill.
I imagine writing a book is a very personal process, and you're very passionate about what you're writing in. And for someone to think of the ego on Liz Crokin. She thinks she's important enough to be in Ronan Farrow's book.
She thinks she's important enough for Hillary to go bare chested in the woods and convene the coven.
Ronan Farrow
sacrifice a goat.
Yeah. Ronan Farrow doesn't know you. If he ran into you, he wouldn't recognize you. He doesn't fucking know you.
He called me. I was going to buy his book anyway, but he sent me
one. He doesn't care.
Sent me one.
He didn't.
Because he quotes me.
You are delusional. Stop it.
Oh man. Liz Crokin, everybody.
Who else is quoted in that book? And now I want to know who else is quoted. Who else?
No, I don't think she is.
But I'm just wondering.
Why is she quoted?
I don't know.
I mean, I can't imagine. Well, anyway.
Frank Sinatra's son sitting around like, oh yes.
Baseless.
I got it. Well, whatever. Okay.
He looks just like Woody Allen.
Are you going to reveal to the audience that you're actually blind?
Let's see. What else have we got going on?
Yeah.
We played that one on Friday. Rush Limbaugh saying the Democrats seek to recruit disabled people so that they can't make fun of them. Talking about Greta Thunberg, by the way.
So wait.
We played the clip on Friday.
I know, but the point was the Democrats.
Literally, he said the Democrats, quote, they go out and they find disabled people.
Oh, yeah.
Like right. Greta Thunberg and Michael J. Fox.
Oh, no. Now I can't make fun of Parkinson's, right?
Right.
Is that the point?
Or remember he was like, she's got like Aussie burgers or Asperginis or Asperger's or something.
Oh, what a glorious dumb fuck.
Like he doesn't know what it's called.
Oh, yes. Come on, Captain Oxy.
Minimizing the spectrum.
Yes. You think he's off the pills or no? He's still on the pills?
Might be off those pills.
He's got different pills.
Yeah, maybe he's taking them
rectally.
Well, yeah, okay.
Where's my enema? Consuelo.
Remember he was sending his like maid to go make his oxy runs?
Undocumented too, right?
Isn't that something like
yes,
that?
Yes, undocumented maid was.
Was she undocumented
shopping
too?
I believe he was actually shopping for doctors.
You're gonna fall.
He was way deep. He was deep into this shit, man.
We predicted this. I mean, not that.
Yes.
You know, it's like predicting the sun's coming up in the morning. But right. But we've been talking about this. And now the way Trump is tweeting and talking.
Right.
We know what's going to happen.
Yay.
We've said for a while that there is no fucking way he's going to debate anyone.
Fuck no.
Three-tweeter. I look very much forward to debating whoever the lucky person is who stumbles across the finish line in the little watched do nothing Democrat debates. My record is so good on the economy and all else, including debating, that perhaps I would consider more than three debates. New tweet. Okay. Dot, dot, dot. The problem is.
Uh-oh.
The problem is
The so-called Commission on Presidential Debates is stacked with Trump haters and never Trumpers.
Right.
3 years ago, they were forced to publicly apologize for modulating my microphone in the first debate against Crooked Hillary.
Right. There was something there. His mic was overmodulated. It was.
Oh, I don't remember that. As president, the debates are up to me.
Oh, shit.
And there are many options, including doing them directly and avoiding the nasty politics of this very biased commission. What does that mean? That means I'm going to run the debates.
Oh, my God.
They'll be totally fair.
Okay. Okay.
I will make a decision at an appropriate time. But in the meantime, the Commission on Presidential Debates is not authorized to speak for me or Republicans.
You know.
So he's not going to do any debates.
No. And you hear this and you listen to these Democrats running for president debating their fucking policies and all this shit. I think you guys need to start talking about what you're going to do when he won't leave, because that is what is going to happen. I know it. He's not going to leave. He's going to contest the election. He's not leaving. He's not leaving. And if he gets impeached, he'll ignore it. And he won't. The Republicans won't impeach him, won't kick him out.
No way, yeah. No way. A few minutes here on the big show, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Yes.
We love you a long time.
Do you think Nancy Pelosi has... I know she has. She has to have a plan for what to do when that happens.
I'm sure they've discussed it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope. I fucking hope, man.
God, the impeachment report, is this just from the judiciary?
I don't know.
Oh my God, the House Judiciary Committee. I want to see Trump's tweet where he's like, I just read the report.
Right.
658 pages. I read the report.
God.
It's all bullshit.
Yes. God, imagine, that would be a tough read though, right? Imagine reading 700 pages of why you're guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors. That would be a bummer. But he's not. I mean, I'm going to say he's not going to read it.
It's definitely dry.
What do you mean?
The writing.
Oh, yes.
I think it's a little. I don't think it's really exciting.
I think it could be written by, Tom Clancy.
Who's dead?
Yes. It could be written by the ghost of Tom Clancy, and Trump's still not going to get through it. Tom Clancy books read so fast.
Yes.
Read so fast.
Let's see. We've got...
right.
What else is going on? A few more minutes.
What else is going on? This guy...
Well, I'm looking at Trump's tweets.
It's like... Yeah.
Dow gains 10,000th point since Trump's election.
Right.
Big deal. He really is literally just retweeting people that are lining up to suckle at his man teat.
Jeez. That's, boy. Can you imagine waiting in line a whole hour just for a little suckage at his big moob? That's very sad.
He's retweeting Rudy.
Yes.
Rudy's going after Yovanovitch now.
Rudy's fucked.
Rudy tweeted, witness Yuri Lutsenko, inheritor of Shokin's office, says records proving Ambassador Yovanovitch perjured herself.
What? Is he running around?
At least twice.
Is he trying to make us think that he's running around like Dustin Hoffman and... Oh, God damn the other guy. Robert Redford? In All the President's Men, like running down leads and shit like that.
In real life, yeah.
Yeah, he's not. He's not, right?
Well, I mean, he was. Is he Googling shit?
Why did he have to go there? Hey, Rudy, I do research and bullshit all the time for my fucking job. I don't have to go to the place of which I'm researching because there's something called the internet, you fuck. I mean, why the fuck can't he just look on the internet and figure out what he's... Why does he have to go to Ukraine?
Yesterday, he tweeted, in my next thread of tweets, I will be sharing some of the evidence I've garnered through hundreds of hours of research, turn notifications on. Stay tuned.
He's telling us to turn our notifications on because he's going to start posting evidence of the deep state. Thank you. God, the nerve of you. You're telling me I got to turn my notifications on? Fuck you. Jeez. He's still in Ukraine, right?
Dems' impeachment for innocent conduct is intended to obstruct the below investigations of Obama era corruption, billions of laundered money, billions, mostly U.S. money, widely misused, extortion, bribery, DNC collusion with Ukraine to destroy candidate Trump, which has been debunked a million times over.
Right, right, right. But it doesn't matter.
No.
Listen, is the DNC, I guess, is the most corrupt organization on the fucking planet. They're a private organization. I mean, they suck and all that shit.
Oh my God. I guess some kid, we don't abide violence at all.
Yeah.
But I guess some 14-year-old kid wearing a MAGA hat got, let's say, the shit beaten out of him.
No.
And of course, conservatives were all over it.
Yes.
Rudy retweeted it. The hatred of Trump is unwarranted. Where are our establishment religious leaders preaching against hatred?
They're all over the place, dickhead. Where are they?
This is Rudy asking for people to preach against hatred.
I have my cock inside my kitchen right now. I can't come to the phone right.
The evangelical leaders seem to be the only ones affirming the values taught by Jesus Christ.
Jesus! I mean, it's Rudy Giuliani, right?
It's time for the Catholics, the Episcopals, the Orthodox, etc. to speak.
Did he really say that?
Yeah.
God!
That's the end of his tweet.
That's some wild shit.
Rudy Giuliani.
So he's running for cover. He wants the evangelical fuckheads to protect him.
I don't know what he's doing.
I think he's in Ukraine.
It's the ravings of an insane man. He's back. He's back.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that was stupid, man. Why did you come back? I would not have come back. I would have snuck into Russia.
I think he thinks he's got a treasure trove of stuff that's going to sink Biden. But he got it from the same people that made up the bullshit from before.
First off, or whatever his fucking name
is.
It's made by Russia.
It's all lies.
Hmm. Well.
So there you go.
I don't know.
Great job, Republicans.
Oh, yes. Banner. Bang up job.
Did a bang up fucking job.
Really great. Really good job. Really just using the shit out of the evangelicals. God. Boy. You got people that believe in Jesus motherfucking Christ to support and go out and vote for Donald Trump. Because what? Racism? Yeah, it's racism, right?
At some point, he's got to do something that just...
I know what...
I know the Syria thing bugged them.
Like
leaving the Kurds. There were... Remember there were some cracks in evangelical shit armor.
They didn't like it.
They did not like that. Pat Robertson was not happy.
The one thing, if this happens, he's done. If there's video of him sucking a black man's cock, he's done. That's it.
Swallowing or just any mouth to black penis?
It's the one thing. I'm not being funny. I really mean that. I think that's the only thing that would turn the evangelicals off to him. A white dick in his white mouth, fine. I think they could get over that. It's got to be a black dick in his mouth.
Rudy, right before we go, one of the other headlines.
Yes.
Rudy, of course, managed to speak to, I don't know where this interview is.
Yes.
But also completely implicated himself. In a long conversation with me, Giuliani largely confirmed
Lutsenko, this is one of their his contacts, account of their relationship. He too saw Yovanovitch as an obstacle. So Rudy basically said, quote, I needed her out of the way.
Oh my God. I needed her out of the way so I could get this bullshit investigation into Joe Biden's son going.
She was hindering his attempt to dig up dirt against his client's rival in advance of the 2020 election. Quote, I believed that I needed Yovanovitch out of the way, he said. She was going to make the investigations difficult for everybody.
God.
Giuliani compiled a dossier on the Bidens and Yovanovitch, which he sent to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
Oh, shit.
Which was shared with the FBI and with me. This is the reporter. John Solomon, well, he says journalist. We got to put quotes around that. Had interviewed Lutsenko for The Hill. Giuliani promoted the project. I said, John, let's make this as prominent as possible. Giuliani said, I'll go on TV. You go on TV. You do columns.
Wow. Jeez.
This was...
That's their strategy.
Yeah.
God.
When he was... talking with the New Yorkers, Adam Entaus.
Right.
Entaus. That's who he's saying.
Shit. I mean, goddamn.
So I needed her out of the way.
Hey, you know, I forgot. So when you... how did Yovanovitch figure out what Rudy G was doing?
She was being told by people in Ukraine that they were being told that they should call Rudy. About shit.
Because their military aid's
right.
being withheld,
and the same
so you
with,
need to call
And the same
Rudy.
With Taylor. You should call Rudy.
She must have been like, what?
And Sondland.
Rudy.
Call Rudy, yeah.
Rudy who? Giuliani?
And she's
Why?
Like, she's like, what the fuck? Exactly. What
Why
the
is
fuck?
Rudy Giuliani in fucking Ukraine?
Oh my God, we gotta go. Could you hit that button?
Oh yeah.
We're really late. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Everything's at crabdiving.com and buy your shit at crabdiving.com/Amazon. All of Ryan's stuff is at Rated R Comedy or RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the Very Funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Also freaking Vile.
We'll see y'all tomorrow. Bye-bye.
I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.